Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Hoping Bobby J can get to a plane on time and get out of traffic better than Horvat. Horvat's Yikes. Been stuck for quite some time in traffic. So we'll take you to 6:30 tonight, and it'll be LSU pregame as LSU hosts the 10th-ranked Volunteers of Tennessee. First pitch at 7 on WWL and the Odyssey app. Want to tell everybody also, game 2 tomorrow at 6 p.m. and game 3 Saturday at 1 right here on WWLAMFM.com and also streaming the games live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, look, two things. Number one, Pelicans, we're playing Denver tonight. Jokic may or may not play. Considering, Mike and Charlie, that we won 5 of the last 6, I know we blew it against Golden State the other night, we're in position to get to the play-in game or the playoffs. It's right in front of us. It's up to us to fumble it away is what I'm saying.
Yep.
And look,
it's in your hands.
Listen, it is. And I'm going to say it's in the city's hands. It's in the fans' hands because we're not going to have Zion, at least the next week. We're not going to have Alvarado. We need big crowds starting Saturday night against the Clippers. Even if we lose tonight, Mike, the next 4 games, next week we got 3 at home, all during weekdays. I think the final home game is next Friday. So we got 4 home games in the next 8 days, and the city needs to step up and support these guys. If we win 3 of those 4, I think we're going to the playoffs or at least the play-in. And right now they got tickets for $9 for Saturday night. And look, a loud crowd, Mike and Charlie, will win games when you don't have enough talent on the court. I promise you that. So I'm calling out the city to become a basketball city. Now, look, let me switch over to football and your forte, Mike, and draft and all the draft analysis. So I find this funny, and I'm going to hang up and listen to your response on this. You watch this kid from Florida, Richardson, skyrocket up the charts, and like all these other guys, like we saw from LSU, Jamarcus Russell, who could kneel down with one leg and throw the ball 70 yards, but he wasn't reading the playbook and the empty VHS tape. We all heard the stories. He ate his way out of the league, all that. He made his money. He made more than me, so I'm not joking on him. But it is what it is. What happens in these videos and all these these routines and these workouts? Well, today, Richardson released something at some Florida training day, whatever, some kind of draft, pre-draft thing, where he threw the ball with no cornerback on the receiver there, Mike. And then after that, he continued in the video to do a series of cheerleader-like flips. Like he's running up and down. After throwing this 70-yard pass, he does all these flips showing how athletic he is. And, I mean, look, I hope the Panthers reach on this kid because I know Florida fans who weren't high on this guy. And he looks the part. He looks physically imposing. He's got the muscle-bound body. And I just find it funny, though, Mike and Charlie, how people are going gaga over this guy. And he's throwing pass against no cornerback in AC, perfect conditions, and then, of course, he does these cheerleader dances and all that. Charlie, you got to pull it up on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, kind of funny. The thing about
I saw him hit the ceiling.
I saw that as well.
Mike, hit the Mike, ceiling of the, whatever. Hey, Mike, I'll say
so
this.
So what?
I hope, Mike, yeah, exactly. And I know if Bobby was there, he'd be agreeing with me. I hope the Panthers reach on him. I hope the Panthers don't get the Bama quarterback because he scares me the most. I think
no,
Young.
There like, I agree with you 2,000%.
Because we're going to have to deal with him for a decade. Now, if they go with Stroud, I'm 50-50 on that. But, man, I really hope they go for this kid just based on the cheerleader flips, because it's comical watching this video today.
Yeah, he's a unique athlete from a quarterback standpoint. You rarely see a guy that big, that fast, that strong. And I saw him at Manning, got to talk to him, and very polite young man. You can tell he puts a lot into the game. But man, every throw, and I'm talking about if it's 10 yards or 40, are all thrown at the same level. I mean, you saw receivers sort of bracing to catch those passes the way he throws it. And so touch, accuracy, skills is, to me, the big part with him. He's an arm thrower now. Now, again, he's been to some finishing schools, which has helped his technique. But do you go back to being that same guy? And the pressure when you get picked with a first-round pick and very high, okay, you can say, we'll do what Mahomes did. Nah, you had Alex Smith, who won you double-digit games in Kansas City. You didn't have to.
The Panthers have Andy Dalton, and he's a good bridge guy, but it's not – I mean, I agree with you. There's too much pressure, because when Andy starts losing games, they're going to want to bridge
yank him
immediately.
And that's the pressure when you pick a guy that high, is to play him.
Yeah.
Anthony's not ready for prime time yet.
He was too inconsistent in college, Mike. You'd see the flashes where he'd throw for over 400 yards against a team like Tennessee. And then the next week he'd play like Kentucky and not even be like barely reach 100 yards and throw a couple interceptions in the process. He's just so inconsistent. But to Jimmy's point earlier about the Pelicans, I just want to look at these next six games and kind of give the listeners an idea of where they stand in the Western Conference. So, of course, tonight they play the Nuggets on the road. And then, as Jimmy was saying, they have that four-game homestand starting Saturday, April 1st with the Clippers. Then they play the Kings, the Grizzlies, and the Knicks. Now, for Pelicans fans, when you look at that at a glance, you're looking at four playoff teams, right, in that four-game homestand. But I think really, if you think about it, only the Clippers and Knicks, back to what Horvat was saying in the last hour, have something to play for. I'm pretty sure the Grizzlies and Kings may be battling it out for that two spot, but it seems like the Grizzlies kind of have control of the two seed, and the Kings are going to end up being a three seed. And then they go on the road Sunday, April 9th, to play the Timberwolves. So that's their final
six
games.
That might mean something.
Exactly. Because if you look at the standings right now, the Timberwolves are a half a game ahead of the Pelicans, and they're 39-38. The Pelicans are 38-38. So they played one more game, they have one more win, right? But if you look at the standings, the Pelicans are currently at ninth. They're tied with the Lakers for eighth, but the Lakers own the tiebreaker. But the Pelicans are technically only a game and a half back from the Clippers at the five spot, and they're only a game and a half ahead of the Mavericks for the 11th spot. So this next six-game stretch, they're either going to move up in the play-in tournament
or maybe
make it out of the play-in tournament and get a top six seed, which would be ideal, or they're going to maybe fall out if they lose some of these games. And they're against tough teams, so you can't really objectively say, yeah, I think the Pelicans are going to go 4-2, 5-1 in this stretch. That'd be great if they did, but if you look at the teams
they
they're playing,
getting my money to do
exactly, you may be looking at maybe a 3-3 type of record here, and then that puts them at that 41-41 mark, which I think will probably get you the 8 or the 9 seed. Hopefully it would be the 8, so you only have to potentially play one play-in tournament game, because that's another thing, Mike.
That's
with the play-in
correct.
Tournament, if you're the 8 seed, then you play the 7 seed, and then if you win that game, you're in the playoffs. But if you're a 9 or a 10 seed, you have to play at least two games to make it into the playoffs. So that difference between 8 and 9, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a huge gap.
It's a Mount Everest version of gap.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Jimmy said, I mean, the Pelicans fans got to show up in these next four games, and we'll see if we can will the Pels to some big wins at home.
Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Go to Philip in Mississippi. Philip, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Charlie.
All right.
All right, Mike. Andre Carter, the defensive end. I don't know if he plays some linebacker also.
He can put his hand in the dirt, but he's played a lot of 3-4 outside linebacker too at Army.
Okay. Where do you project him going?
Second round pick. And don't be surprised he ends up in New England. You know, one thing with Bill, he's always kind of, man, loved those guys from the academies. His dad coached at Navy forever, so to speak. And so he's an interesting player. He can give you some pass rush skills. I think his biggest strength is his ability to run the field so fluidly for a big man, because he's tall cut. He's got a lot of upper body with him. And a lot of times with that, you have difficulties changing directions and getting into a flow. He does it really, really well. He's a very good football player who I think will be a top 60 pick, and I wouldn't be surprised he ends up with New England. He would sort of seem to be a Belichick-type player that you could use in a hybrid way as a defensive end with his hand in the dirt or as a stand-up outside linebacker. He's a good player, really smart young man, and he wants it. Football is a big part of his life, and you can tell by talking to him, very respectful young man, and he is technically a really strong kid. He's really, really he knows the game very well. You can tell by the way he plays.
Okay. You think the Saints have him on their radar?
Yeah, I think everybody who has seen him play, and then, you know, you bring him in for an interview. Come on, character. I mean, his character is at the highest level of what he can do. But I think when you pick him, you got to understand your vision for him and how you're going to use him. And he is a little bit of a hybrid guy, but we got a lot of them in this draft, from Will McDonald, the fourth from Iowa State, B.J. Ojulari. Andre Carter fits that mold also, a sort of a hybrid, part defensive end, part outside linebacker. So, yeah, no question the Saints have studied him and scouted him very strongly, like every other team in the NFL. He's going to be a good player for you and a good player quickly for you in the NFL. He gets it. He does. You don't spend a lot of time with reps with him. He understands this game very, very well.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate the call. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And Casey Stern, Major League Baseball broadcaster, host of Unfiltered on the Believe Podcast Network, will be with us right after this break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us, talking Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball broadcaster and host of Unfiltered on the Believe Podcast Network, Casey Stern. Casey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Anytime, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing great. Casey, and doing a couple talks with different people, the one team that keeps getting brought up over and over again, San Diego Padres, as a team to watch that could make – they made the run last year, but really could take the championship. Your thoughts on the Padres as the season starts today, opening day, and that is a team a lot of people have faith in that they could win it all.
Well, clearly San Diego has spent a lot of money, guys. I mean, you think about – what they did in you know, obviously signing Manny Machado and locking him up long-term. And before that, bringing in Xander Bogaerts and paying him $280 million, which whether it's an overpay or not, this guy's actually been one of the more underrated stars in the big league since his time with Boston. Going back to really during last year, bringing in Soto and a number of other moves, including on the manager side with Bob Melvin at the helm, which has been a big change for them in his first, now going into his second year. I think for San Diego, the question is, you know, can they outlast the Los Angeles Dodgers during the regular season to win this division? The Dodgers have now nearly a decade straight been in charge of the NL West, and obviously it's a lot easier sledding when you get to the postseason to not be the wild card, though obviously San Diego thwarted that last year and was able to get past L.A. and come postseason time. So I'm curious to see whether or not, especially with the injuries, the Lux issue that the Dodgers have, no Buehler this year. Their pitching is questionable in a lot of spots. The Dodgers lineup doesn't have the beef in it, losing both Turners, Trey and Justin. That battle between the Padres and Dodgers for the NL West this year is going to be one of the ones to watch across the big leagues.
Casey, another team you hear a lot about is the Mets, and they made a nice run with it last year, really did, and caught a lot of people by surprise in doing so. They go out this offseason, they get Justin Verlander. Now, he's got an injury he's dealing with now, but that's another team that, you know, the Yankees are always going to get shade thrown on them, always, because, you know, you're in New York, you got one of the superstars of the game playing, and, you know, and he proved it again today. But your thoughts on the Mets?
Yeah, look, I think New York, you know, first of all, you know, in both cases, you've got World Series aspirations. You know, the differences for the Mets is that I think, you know, coming off of last year, now the expectations are much higher. You know, clearly they lost Jacob deGrom, but they bring in Justin Verlander, who, by the way, is coming off of Cy Young. Now we'll have at least a couple of weeks into the season, and, you know, who knows, maybe longer than that without him, as he will miss some time. Max Scherzer, who went today and until the sixth inning where he gave up three runs, was brilliant. First five, hadn't allowed a run and just a hit total. Kodai Senga, who they brought from overseas, who certainly is a guy who's got potential to be a frontline rotation starter. So the Mets, as long as they keep healthy enough with that age at the front end, are going to be able to pitch at the front end. The question now is where they didn't have a question, and that's missing Edwin Diaz. I mean, look, you know, no one's Mariano Rivera, but the year Edwin Diaz had last year, you could make a case is the best year any closer in this sport has literally ever had statistically. It probably is statistically the best year a closer has ever had in this game. To lose him, especially after just locking him up to a 5-year, $100 million contract, it's a big loss for the Mets. How they deal with that in the back end of the bullpen will be one of the immediate questions and probably season-long questions to follow with the guys in Queens.
Casey, my question is in the AL. I feel like a lot of the times there's a little bit of overturn from year to year in the MLB, but if you look at the division winners from last year with the Astros, the Yankees, and the Guardians, do you see any of those teams faltering and losing their division? Do you see any of these teams that may kind of move up in the standings and maybe take their divisions in the AL?
You know, the Central is always hard to answer. I mean, the Central, you need therapy every year for the AL Central. I mean, you know, God bless Terry Francona, is one of the greatest managers of all time. And getting what he's gotten out of that Guardians team, and they've got some good players, including Jimenez, who they just locked up long-term. But, you know, the Twins have been a disappointment now, like, for the last 5 years. The White Sox, a disappointment, two of the last 3 years. Who knows whether or not maybe they actually come with it this year. I'm going to say the Guardians certainly should be the favorite. In the West, I think Seattle is a team to watch, and in the East, Toronto is a team to watch. Both those teams are capable, if things go right and their young players step up, to really be in it to win it at least the whole year, with chances to win the East in the Blue Jays case and the West in the Mariners case. Seattle's going to have, you know, coming off of last year, they made the playoffs, guys, breaking the longest, you know, schneid that we've had in Major League Baseball. They've got the All-Star game this year up in Seattle. They got Julio Rodriguez, one of the most exciting players in the game. They did a good job in the offseason. I would pick the Astros and Yankees, but I think the Mariners and Jays are both going to be right there in it to win it all the way into September with a chance in each of those two divisions.
Give us a name or two, a young kid breaking in that you think will make a big impact in Major League Baseball this year? You know, because, well, we see it here, at LSU, you watch a guy like Paul Skenes pitch, and, man, Austin, man, just unbelievable what you're seeing here. Give us a name or two for people who maybe don't follow the minor leagues quite as closely that could break in and have an impact for teams in the major leagues.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're a little bit spoiled off of the last couple of years in this sport. There's not going to be a Julio Rodriguez type this year. One guy that comes right to mind for me, especially because he plays for a team that is going to have a chance to win the whole thing, and that's Hunter Brown of the Astros. You know, the Astros, probably two guys I would watch. One, Christian Javier, who we saw really develop down the stretch last year. I think you can make a case he outpitched Framber Valdez and Verlander in the playoffs and was brilliant the second half of the season. He's a guy who could be a Cy Young candidate in the American League, even though they lost Verlander. Hunter Brown is a stud. 24 years old, very small chance last year down the end and was great in the minor leagues. Throwing near triple digits, all kinds of breaking stuff that falls off the table. And you want to talk about tutelage. I mean, everybody who is in that Houston program, everybody talks about what they did in terms of the cheating and whatnot in 2017. But the growth of every pitcher, what we've seen out of Framber Valdez, what we've seen out of Christian Javier last year, Luis Garcia, so many other guys who have come up outside of just the Verlander who they brought over going back 6 years ago, now with his first year with the Mets. Hunter Brown, I think, is the next in line. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a Rookie of the Year winner in the American League, and he probably would be my pick to win that award if I had one before the season began.
So sticking with kind of the young talent thing here, Casey, I wanted to ask you about a team that I think is kind of a dark horse in the AL, and that's the Baltimore Orioles. Bringing up Gunnar Henderson this year, Adley Rutschman is already off to a great start, and then Grayson Rodriguez, their young ace in waiting is what I like to call him. I want to get your thoughts on Baltimore because I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking them. I think they have a real shot to maybe make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and I mean, it continues to come. I love, you know, Jackson Holliday, who they just drafted one overall. I mean, they continue to really stack in years to come. But, I mean, Gunnar Henderson, this guy's a stud. And he's got that it factor where you just know, I mean, dynamic plays defensively, pop, runs the bases well, athletic. This is a guy who's going to be all-star for years to come. And now these guys get to be the stars because what they've done is, they've built up some guys who you didn't expect. Cedric Mullins, right, who we just saw in the WBC, who's become an all-star and a batting title contender and kind of came out of nowhere. I think you've got to give Brandon Hyde a lot of credit. Here's a guy who was there, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when they were losing 100-plus games and they had no business even being on the field with teams like the Yankees. And they have, you know, Mike Elias and their GM, they have stuck with Hyde. And that group together has really kind of slow-played this and drafted and developed. The team they remind me of, and this would be a good sign for them, would be the Kansas City Royals, who I remember talking to Dayton Moore at the time, who was the GM, and Ned Yost, who was the manager in 2009, about Eric Hosmer, about Mike Moustakas, about Salvador Perez, and they were on a 5-year plan, and without Madison Bumgarner, they wouldn't have just gone to, but won probably 2 World Series. The Orioles, to me, very reminiscent in the slow playing, very patient way they've done this. And I wouldn't be surprised, to your point, if they're right there in contention for a playoff spot this year and probably a year away from contending for the division.
Casey, your thoughts on Ohtani and Mike Trout being in baseball's version of purgatory?
No kidding.
You stuck, so to speak. That team's not going to be a contender. But do they make a move that, you know, let's try to get something for these guys before we lose it? And you're not going to get anything, especially Ohtani, because he's going to be the first. Bobby and I have talked about this. He could be the first $500 million player in Major League Baseball. $500 million.
Right. Couple things. Number one, the answer is no. They just came out recently. They're not even – their radio team is not even flying. They're doing all of their road games remote.
Okay.
They won't spend the money. So, the last thing they're going to do is be able to afford Ohtani or go add anybody to get to Trout. So poor Mike Trout's about to be alone again because Ohtani's going to end up in New York with the Mets or Yankees, in Seattle with the Mariners, or in L.A. with the Dodgers. Far outside chance of San Diego, perhaps, maybe, if they don't get it done with Soto this year in terms of a deal. But I've said, for me, since day one, that Ohtani will end up a Yankee, and him and Judge will be making – they may never win, but the two of them will make the Yankees $1 billion. That's where he ends up. That's where he should end up. That's where the money is off the field. I'm going to stick with that. I think he ends up in New York. But to me, as far as this year is concerned, this is about where he ends up at the end of this season, because what teams have an opportunity to do in July, guys, is to try and trade for him and to sell him for 2 months on why their team. You're not going to have to sell him if you're the – now, look, the Yankees could still trade for him or the Dodgers, but he doesn't need to be sold on what it could be in Hollywood, you know, not – no offense to the 5 freeway in Orange County where he is now, or with the Yankees, right? But I think if you're San Diego, if you're Seattle, if you were the Cubs, if you're some other team that has a chance, let's say, to go get Ohtani, we're going to see which team is willing to do the most to try and take the risk to sell this guy for 2 months on not going out to free agency. And to your point, I'll say this. Michael Jordan, to me, is the best player that ever lived in basketball. But there's still Bill Russell. There's LeBron. There's Wilt. There's Magic Johnson. There's the late Kobe. There's other players. Ohtani is one of one. They're literally in the earth. Has never been anyone who's roamed it who has ever had the ability to do what he's doing on a baseball field. Zero.
Casey, I think the toughest division for me to pick personally would probably be the NL East this season, because when you look at the top, it's top heavy with both Atlanta, and then you have the Mets, and you have the Phillies, and maybe like the Marlins could potentially make some noise. I mean, the Nationals aren't going to do anything this year, so you can just throw them out of the window. But who do you see winning that division? I think that's the most competitive division in baseball this upcoming season.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, and I think it's going to be really hard to be a Nationals fan because of that. There's going to be a lot of losses. Because especially when Bryce Harper gets back in the middle of the season, Philadelphia's going to go back to juggernaut status, and they may be the most dangerous at the end of the year, similar to what happened a year ago. I think you got to take the Braves if you're going with odds. And I don't mean like what they stand in Vegas, but what's got the odds to be the thing that happens most, it's probably the Braves for me. They have the least that is tied to directly health and age. They have a lot of younger players, the Spencer Striders of the world, certainly. You think about Michael Harris and some of the other young players that we saw last year. All the guys they got locked up. A healthy Ronald Acuna Jr. had a big day today, who to me is a guy who could be an MVP candidate. I think you have to go with the Braves. Does that mean that the Mets can't or the Phillies can't win the division? No. To your point, I think all three are north of 90-win teams, and that rarely ever happens. Again, a lot of losses coming to the Marlins and the Nationals this year, but I would say you'd probably have to give the slight edge to the Braves going into the year because they've got more depth of younger players, and that's going to be a factor later in this.
Casey, your thoughts on eliminating the shift in baseball? I think for me, man, it certainly is going to get more excitement to the game. And you know, if you're a 250 hitter, it might bring you up to 275, 280. But I remember years ago, we had a guy that was the host here on Sports Talk, Buddy DiLiberto, and he interviewed Ted Williams in Korea. You know, and this was Ted's second stint that took away some time, certainly from his Major League Baseball career. And Buddy brought up the fact of, you know, you spend the time here and serving your country. And he was like, listen, I got no regrets about that. He said, you know what my regret is? The shift in baseball. I'd have hit 400 more than once if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I look at he and the late Tony Gwynn, probably two guys, right, that you think about with that 5.5 hole that Tony used to hit it. Look, I look at it two ways. I think it's unfortunate that we had to get here because nobody told Buddy Ryan he couldn't use a 46 defense. Nobody told Bob Huggins he couldn't run the press or Jim Boeheim he couldn't run a zone. You had to find a way to beat it, right? So that should have been where we were. And in this millennial day and age of where we live in baseball, with analytics being more paralysis by analysis in terms of the, you know, the hit tool, the launch angle, we were in a place where we had to do it. I do think it's going to help. Do I think that it's going to be more difficult than people think to have left-handed hitters now go ahead and have old dogs new tricks because they've been so ingrained day after day, time and time after in the cage, guys, for now 3, 4, 5 years running. This is what I have to do to beat the shift. Got a launch angle. Got to find a way to get over the wall. I can't hit it on the ground. To now go ahead and sit there in an offseason and think that all of a sudden those guys are going to become average hitters, they may actually have less success not only on the average side, but hitting home runs just because they're having to learn how to do that on the fly and go back to what basics might have been for them, let's say, before they got out of college. I don't think it's going to be that easy. But I think 3 to 5 years from now, as guys who are coming into the league, the younger players now know that this is the way it's handled. You're going to see this change come. So I don't think it's going to be as drastic and as quick as people think. I think it's more 3 to 5 years out, but I think overall it's going to be really good for the game.
Casey, I can't really call this a preseason prediction anymore because it's opening day, but if you had to look into your crystal ball right now, look, you know, 6 months into the future in October, who do you see hoisting the World Series trophy?
Don't tell him Astros. He's the biggest Astros fan in the world. Don't tell him
Houston.
We're
repeating, but I'll let you answer it.
I think the Astros, look, I'll tell you what. This is the biggest have and have not year I think we've ever had in terms of that there are basically eight teams that should pay attention, and the rest of them, you should just pay attention to fantasy players because they got no shot. If you're not in Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, maybe St. Louis if you want to sell me on it, San Diego, L.A., and then New York, Toronto, Houston, Seattle, and a couple of those are kind of outskirts of town, don't even show up. But I think we're right back to where we were last year. I'm going New York and Houston in the American League for sure. I think those are the two best teams. And in the National League, I do think it's going to come down to Atlanta, and I think it's going to come down to San Diego. But I'm going with the Braves, guys. I mean, I really think, look, I think last you go back to the last few years as a whole, how consistent they've been. People forget the Braves were sitting there and at one point, you know, had blown a 3-1 lead in a series against the Dodgers, in which they could have went. Then the following year, they went and won the World Series. You know, last year, they catch the Mets and pass them at the end, and then they go out in a short series where, guys, anybody can lose 2 out of 3 and kind of go home. I think the Braves are the team to beat. I really do. I think their depth on that roster and the job Alex Anthopoulos has done is amazing, and I'm picking a repeat of the World Series a couple of years ago, and I think it's going to be Braves over the Astros.
Casey, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we really appreciate it always, man. Great insights, and, man, we'll have you on so much during the baseball season to talk more about it, but you did a great job. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Always a pleasure. Enjoy, and happy baseball season to you.
All right.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. That was Casey Stern, Major League broadcaster, host of Unfiltered on the Believe Podcast Network. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Duran Duran will be in concert at the Smoothie King Center on June 7th. Want to see him? WWL has your tickets. Log in and listen to WWL for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Duran Duran's Future Past Tour every hour you listen on the free Odyssey app or on WWL.com earns you another entry all month long. The more you listen, the more chances to win. Log in, listen, and win. Duran Duran tickets, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 in the 5 o'clock hour. We take it to 6:30 tonight. LSU pregame, LSU playing Tennessee in first pitch at 7 p.m. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Steve in Houma. Steve, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, Steve. How you been?
I'm doing okay. Got a little cold, but I'm fine. But I'm going to try to get to this. So then, okay. NBA, shorten the season a little bit. Control the injuries. And let the people deserve what they pay for when you go to the game.
And listen, it's a great idea, and it's something I've thought of. The only thing is, man, with those contracts that you've signed with the major networks, I don't think you can be able to get out. I agree with you. I think the shortened season sort of tempers it. And I think the players and management are going to have to work out these deals. When people are paying that kind of money, okay, you're going to take a game management game off and you spend all this money, or if you bring your kids to a game or whatever, that has to end. But I agree with you on the shortened season. The only problem with that is that once you've signed those deals with the major networks, you're in bed with them now. You're going to have to roll with it. But I get where you're coming from with that particular idea. Charlie, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it shortening the season would probably cut down on the injuries. The only problem with that is those networks are paying a lot of money.
Yep.
To put it on television and on radio, and that's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
You know, let me compare the NCAA to March Madness to the NBA. A lot of people say, God, this is the greatest thing on earth, and I agree with it. I love it more than the Super Bowl. But when the NBA starts doing this kind of crap, I don't like it.
No,
I don't like it.
No, I get where you're coming from, Steve. I really do, and I understand exactly what you're talking about.
There, I mean, 82 games, like,
man, that's a long.
But the thing is, like, to Steve's point, they're not going to shorten it. If anything, they're going to add to it. I remember
that's my thought
of like the mid-season tournament that they would do. So I don't think you're going to see a shortened season anytime soon. If anything, you're going to see an extended season. So,
but I think if that's the case, then you have to come up with something that you can't be robbing your customers who are going to these games and paying good money, and then, oh, well, management, game management,
yeah,
so
management.
And so,
yeah.
No, you can't play this game.
Yeah.
Come on, that wasn't there years ago. That part wasn't in play. And so you cheating the fans in that part. You absolutely robbing them without a gun, so to speak, when that happens. And that's got to be something figured out between the Players Association and management, not to have these sort of incidents occur, because I've heard it way too many times.
I think you're going to start to see a lot more kind of conditions in these contracts about how many games these players play every single season. That's just how I feel about it.
I agree. Thanks so much for the call, Steve. Much appreciated, buddy. We'll take care of that and be back with more Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.